It's Pete here from Bolton Live, and I am here in West Horton with Chris Green, MP. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Pete.
It's been a very long time since we last spoke, hasn't it?
It has. There's so much going on, so much change, and it's been a really exciting time in politics with the Brexit result, new Prime Minister, and so many other things happening.
Yeah, I know it's been a roller coaster, shall we say that?
Absolutely.
Because I'm here today, I want to talk to you about your Save West Horton campaign. Now, I know there's been plans for 1,700 houses being built on the greenfields at Checkerbent.
Yeah, it's a huge proposal, because there had been proposals for 300 houses there. That was already causing local residents a huge amount of concern. And this 1,700 houses coming out of the blue is just shocked local residents. So I've got a petition now. So many hundreds of people have signed the petition to show their concerns. But this is on the back. This is on a legacy, I think, of neglect.
Right.
Local people have been neglected for years. More and more houses have been built in West Horton, and yet have we seen the right investment in terms of transport infrastructure and schools, in terms of medical facilities?
See, that's what I wanted to focus on with you. Do you think the local infrastructure, as it is now, will be able to cope with the extra influx of people?
No, it's hard to see how it can. If local residents just see on a daily basis a massive amount of traffic around Checkerbent roundabout, which is at capacity, and it just leads into a huge amount of traffic building up. And if you live or if you use Platt Lane, so you're just stuck there all the time, because local roads were never designed for the weight of traffic we have. And what we see is, in the local area, massive amounts of building, but further out as well. Further out into Wigan, further out into Lancashire, we're seeing more and more houses, and they use local roads because people want to get to the motorway junction. That's partly why I think these houses have been proposed, because it's right next to the motorway junction.
Yeah.
And the developers think they can make more money by having that great access to the motorway junction. Not, I don't think the thing on the top of their mind is the pressure and the concerns that's going to be caused for local residents. But I would hope Bolton Council would take this into consideration.
So you see, that's what I was going to suggest to you. If you could say one thing to Bolton Council, what would it be regarding these developments?
Stop. There is not the local demand for all these additional houses. So many of these houses will be for people to commute into Manchester. That's why they're built at the motorway junction. What we need, especially with having a mayor of Greater Manchester elected next year, we need these houses to be built close to where people actually work.
Right.
Let's make Manchester work for local residents, so people want to live in Manchester. That's what we need. These houses also are going to be built on top of where the A5225 ought to be built. This is a relief road that was planned way back in the 80s, but cancelled. Actually,
right.
Bolton Council have failed here. It's a huge failure on Bolton Council and the leadership in Bolton Council, because Wigan Council has invested in local roads. You look at the Atherley Way, you look at the work that's been done over in Wigan, they've spent the money. And if you get to the Atherton Guide Dogs Training Centre, well, there's a big roundabout there,
yeah,
with great stone blocks where the road should have been continued from Wigan through Bolton, but Bolton Council chose not to invest in transport infrastructure for the people of West Horton. We've been left behind.
So basically, if people want to get involved in this campaign, they need to be able to go to the website, which is https://savewesthorton.wordpress.com. So if you're trying to get people involved, so you're going to be doing more and more, trying to pressurise in to try and get that decision.
Absolutely. Right? If it's just my voice challenging this, we're not going to get very far. I'll do what I can. But it's been fantastic response so far from local residents supporting my campaign. And we need to get more and more people, because I'm going to take this petition to the town council. I'm going to show the town council just how many people are concerned about this unwelcome housing development. And I want the leader of Bolton Council to listen to the people and say, we're not going to have these extra houses. And actually, we've got decades of work to catch up on to bring local resources, local transport infrastructure to where it ought to be, to deal with what we have at the moment.
Well, Chris, it's been absolutely wonderful talking to you. Don't forget that website address is savewesthorton.wordpress.com, and you can also get hold of Chris on his Facebook and Twitter as well, can't you? And that's going to be attached onto the end of this audio recording. Thanks ever so much, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's Pete here for Bolton Live, signing off.